I knew my job was to swim well. That was my part of the family. When my parents would go on the road traveling, and they would do this every month, they'd go for a week or two. They would sell these imported gifts from European countries. And when they would leave us, they would expect us to handle everything. We fixed the meals, we took care of the cat and the dog, and we got the mail, we opened their mail and pulled checks out of their mail and rode down on our bikes to the bank and deposited the checks. And then we would go to the grocery store and pick up groceries and put them on our bikes and ride back home. And my sister learned she could write a check for a little bit over the amount. We could have cash to buy candy or whatever on our own. I mean, it was just from day to day, we were winging it. We weren't completely clueless. The five of us sat around and talked about how if we went to the police, my parents would be in big trouble and we would be separated and put in foster care. Back then, they didn't have child protective services or anything like that. So we knew the consequences. We knew even if we were to tell the neighbors, although we were pretty sure the neighbors knew. We were pretty sure they knew because they'd hear screaming and yelling between us or something, and they'd call and say, "You better settle down," you know. I mean, I think they would be worried. I think a lot of parents will tell their children, you know, you need to do well in school, or you need to do well in baseball or whatever it is you're doing, and you need to get a scholarship because we can't pay it. We knew that from the very earliest age, that we had to do what we could to get good grades and do well in some sport to get out of our situation. We knew it. I was the one that stuck with swimming the longest. I don't know why, but I couldn't get out. I couldn't quit for some reason. Something kept me there. I think it was like, you know, you invest in something, you invest in the stock market and you pay too much or something. And then you think, oh, but I've already invested so much, I have to stick with it. And you watch the stock go down, down, down. And then eventually it comes back. And I knew that was what was going to happen. If I just stuck with it, I would see the benefit of it. So it was a lot of pain and torture along the way, but in the end, it paid off.